Hello, listeners. I'm Allie, and this is Quad Pro Quo. As always, I'm joined by my three co-hosts, Tammy.
Hello.
Matt.
Konnichiwa.
And Guido.
Hi.
We're in the final week of Foreign Language Movies Month.
All subs, no dubs.
Which is Guido's pick. And then at the end of the episode, we will rank all four movies and crown a winner and pick our favorite drink of the month. But before we get to the final pick, guys, it's Thanksgiving, literally today.
Wow.
We're going to release an episode on Thanksgiving.
Well, I mean, that's what I have to do.
Yes. And we're all spending Thanksgiving together.
We are. So we're not doing anything for Thanksgiving. And well, I've also come to the conclusion, I've been listening to a lot of like different podcasts that have basically said that like turkey is trash.
No, it's not.
It's garbage meat.
No, it is not.
And that like the amount of preparation that goes into Thanksgiving is not worth the output. Or what you get out of it.
I disagree.
I do too.
Completely disagree with that.
I might not like turkey, but I love every side you get at Thanksgiving other than green bean casserole. That's disgusting.
Says the woman that just had a Bobby for dinner.
Did I just say I enjoy every single part of Thanksgiving?
You said you don't like turkey though.
I said I don't love it as much as, I mean like I would rather have all the sides.
I like sides better also.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoy, that's why every other time when we go somewhere, when we are going to do something for Thanksgiving, because, you know, just super excited for the day, for tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Part of the reason why we're not doing anything, because my brother's getting married. Super excited for that.
Congratulations, Taylor and Corinne, in advance.
But like,
they're getting married on Black Friday, so I don't want to do anything on Thanksgiving.
So like, every other time when we're in that rotation, it's not my year to cook it. I'm just,
you're frustrated. You're upset.
That's because you like to brine and you like to smoke it.
Well, and then because I'm just going to keep doing this. When we did it for that Friendsgiving, when I had the turkey last year, but it wasn't my turn to cook. You know, I spatchcocked that turkey.
That was really good.
Oh my God, you guys and your spatchcocking.
It's just fun to say.
It's fun to say.
I know.
Say cock again.
Cock.
But also just, it's a fun, honestly, after that one time, I'm like, I'm just going to do that from now on.
Because it cooks faster?
It was really good, too.
It cooks more evenly, is what it does. Because, you know, basically, to our listeners that don't know, spatchcocking is when you cut the spine out, the backbone out of...
You lay it flat, basically.
Of the turkey, you basically push down and you break the breastbone and then, like, lays it out flat. Instead of your traditional turkey where it's, like, sitting on the back the whole time.
Remember that cop in the end of Silence of the Lambs that they
the
flay? That's spatchcocking.
Sounds like a German dessert.
A spatchcock.
Speaking of Germans.
Oh, wait.
We know. Tell me about your episode.
No, not speaking in German. Speaking about ripping someone's spine out. Guido, tell us about your movie. I can't remember what happens, but somebody gets something ripped out of them.
Well, you watched it.
I did, but I forget already.
Oh, my God.
Was that a weapon?
All right. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I chose Battle Royale for you people, and it came out in 2000, and it was directed by Kenji Fukasaku.
Because this movie takes place where?
In Japan. So that's where it's from. So
it's Japanese.
It's okay. Japanese. Cool. Matt, what did you think when I chose this movie? You've seen it?
I have seen it, yes. It's actually one of the first, I think, foreign movies I've like seen.
You hear that?
Like,
Tammy?
In this whole sort of thing. I was just like, oh, what's this? And then it's like, oh, you gotta see this movie. It's so fucked up. It's crazy. It's a crazy Japanese movie about kids killing each other. And I watched it, and then whenever I was working in the bookstore at the time, and a tween came up to me and said, I really like The Hunger Games. What do you recommend? I gave them that book. Because the book's
even, that's a good move.
The book's even more fucked up than the
that's a good move. Movie.
And then the parents, I guess, read the synopsis and was like, who gave this to you? And I went on.
Nice.
That's a smooth move.
Way to corrupt.
Meanwhile, those same parents would come in like a month later and ask for 50 Shades of Grey. So.
Well, they're not giving that to their child.
I know, but still.
Allie, you've seen this movie.
I had seen it before. What he just said about, oh, you gotta see it. Oh, my God, it's so good.
It does have a lot of...
So what I heard from every man of, every man of a certain age who was obsessed with this movie.
They're murdering rapists. That's good.
Sure.
Tammy?
I never saw it. I didn't know what it was. And then you put it on, and about 15 minutes later, I said, this is Hunger Games mixed with Squid Games.
Which, again...
This came out before both of them. Yes.
Their progenitor.
So go with Lord of the Flies and The Most Dangerous Game.
That's a good thing. It's fine. If you are going to put them in the same pool...
Those are the pools.
Just know that one was inspiration for the others.
I got it. It's fine. But that's what I thought of.
Yeah.
Okay. So but I'm also, like, oh, okay, I'll probably like this because I like the Hunger Games.
Before you get into it.
So I made you a cocktail, and I want you to know that I thought it would be redder, like blood. And that's what it looked like in the picture on the Google. So this is a sake cocktail with half plum wine and half sake.
Maybe you needed more wine.
It's supposed to taste nice.
Kung pie. Just tastes like juice.
Yeah, that's the thing about...
See, that's the thing. Sake doesn't taste like anything, I feel like.
I don't like...
I think I should, like, clean the coffee table with this.
Yes.
It tastes...
It's like cough syrup.
It tastes like... You're saying it tastes like varnish?
Yeah, it tastes like varnish. It definitely looks like varnish.
It's sticky tasting, like mead or something.
Yeah.
It's like prune juice with alcohol in it.
But you know what? It has grown on me.
It's not terrible. It doesn't have a very high alcohol-y taste. Like, it's not burning or anything, no. But it is a little sweet.
Mm-hmm. I am going to finish this glass. I'm still going to finish
it. I'm going to look it's miserable as I do it.
Well, it's weird, okay, too, because plums aren't very sweet. But I guess
really
when you make wine out of it, it becomes very sweet.
Well, plums are not my favorite fruit.
Oh, I love a plum.
Grenadine's really sweet, too, right? So if I added that, it wouldn't help.
There are less good plums than there are bad plums.
Oh, well, yeah, you definitely have to find the good plum.
I don't have any success with that.
Store them in the freezer.
Finding a good pair of plums is difficult.
In the freezer?
It's a...
Always Sunny in Philadelphia reference.
No, it was actually a famous, I believe it's T.S. Eliot poem.
Oh.
The Emperor
of Ice
Cream. You're
so philosophical.
Snob.
Are you okay?
I'm back here. I had several things happen at once. Okay. None of them are important. So
okay.
Here we go. You ready?
The Eagles probably just kicked up.
Oh, that's right. The Eagle. No, it's... Oh, it's 8 o'clock. That's right. Yeah.
8:15 they start.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay, so Battle Royale came out in 2000, and I mentioned earlier it was directed by Kenji Fukasaku. It only cost $4.5 million to make, and it made 30. That's pretty good.
Is that yen?
Or is that U.S.?
So close. $30 million.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to be really good here and not do anything untasteful in terms of accents and pronunciations. All right.
Sure, that's not true.
Best behavior. All right. So this movie.
Matt has made no promises. So.
Well, no, it's implied. His promise is implied.
I make no promises.
Literally just tried to do it right there.
No
idea. Yes, you did. You were so close to doing. I'm not going to do it. Oh, because I'll just cut it out, but that's fine.
All right.
Oh, yeah, you only cut it out when you do it.
I cut it out when you do it, too.
No, all right.
All right, calm down.
All right.
Independence Day, I bet it
did. Oh, yeah, you did.
That was hilarious.
See, it's okay when it's funny. So, this movie sits at 90% fresh, 81 on Metacritic. Battle Royale is to Hunger Games as Ringu is to The Ring. This movie even inspired the great Tarantino with all of the spring-loaded blood spray. Also, Kill Bill featured Chiaki Kurama as Gogo, the cute schoolgirl that wields a spinning steel chain and ball of death. She plays Takako, the girl in the yellow tracksuit in this movie. There are...
Who just likes running.
She does like to run.
Is that why Uma Thurman wears that yellow tracksuit in Kill Bill?
Yeah, inspired. Oh. So there are 5 warnings before the movie starts about gratuitous violence and gore, and it's not for kids.
This movie really did cause a lot of controversy in Japan, if I recall, because of the sheer violent impact and the fact that it's kids doing it to one another.
Yeah,
I can see that.
It's always tough when it's kids.
This movie stars a bunch of no-names that went on to be Japanese movie stars. Only one was already a star. That's Takeshi Kitano. He was in the cinematic masterpiece Johnny Mnemonic. Remember?
No.
Yes.
Matt said that when he was watching it, and he was like, oh, there's a quid pro quo alone here.
So, in order to help me articulate the cast's names, I hired a real-life Japanese man to record himself pronouncing them
for
us.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
This didn't happen.
Yes, it did. Here you go. You ready?
Is this just Matt?
No, this is a real Japanese man, and these are the names of the characters. Oh, please, this is by order of appearance.
I'm sorry. Kazuo. Shinji. Kitano-sensei. Shogo. Shiori. Uki. Kayoko. Sakura.
Two more. And there we go. We got them all out of the way.
Was that you?
No. I paid several yen for this. Thank you.
You're so
He also didn't leave the note on the neighbor's car, so just move on.
How are you able to do... How are you able to speak all of those Japanese names flawlessly, but you can't pronounce prosciutto or mozzarella or gabagool?
Gabagool.
Maybe pretend next time it's Japanese. Prosciutto.
The prosciutto. At the dawn of the millennium, the nation collapsed. At 15% unemployment, 10 million people are out of work, 800,000 students skipped school, and juvenile crime rates soared. Adults had lost all confidence, and now, fearing the youth, they eventually passed the Millennium Education Reform Act, a.k.a. the BR Act. So this year, Zen Tsuji Middle School's Class E was chosen from among 43,000 ninth grade classes. That's right, with the exception of two students, these are all ninth graders.
Okay.
It begins with the typical teenage angst in the hallways of school. Some small glimpses of home life from some of the students show that not all of them have a good, clean upbringing, and most
go,
of them
Shuya,
are...
Go, go! You can do it!
Most of them are dealing with trauma. It suggests maybe there's a reason for these kids' strife, right? Shuya comes home to his dad that died while hanging himself and jerking off to tentacle porn. The teacher, Kitano...
Tentacle. He did hang himself, and it's called hentai, and it's art.
Harper did not like that noise.
But he walked in on his dad, who just killed himself, and he like wrapped a long suicide note.
It was toilet paper, buddy.
Written on toilet paper, yep. That rolled to the door.
Oh, it was so sad.
It just kept saying, "Go Shuya, you can do it. Go Shuya." Go.
And he was jerking off.
No,
he just had his pants down.
Yeah, which is related somehow. And he ran out of ink, so he wrote it in poop.
Ew.
So
he did not.
He did too.
Pulled a Marquis de Sade.
What are you going to do? Take me to court, Tammy?
Jeez.
I can't wait until you go to sleep tonight. I'm going to fart right on your face.
That's how you get pink eye.
If I get fucking pink eye, exactly. It's fine. I won't go to work.
There'll be blunt force trauma to his head.
Yeah. Right there.
The teacher, Kitano, sits on his desk staring at what his class wrote on the board that they're skipping because they feel like. The only good student, Noriko, the ugly one, shows up just in time to see him sad.
I like how they say she's the ugly one when she's clearly the...
She's an ugly pig.
She's the cutest one out of all of them.
All the girls told me that she's the ugly pig, so I'm just going to go with it.
Because they're all, you know, trollops.
Trollops?
Trollops.
Yeah, they have sex for money. It's revealed. So he's sad. He quits. He gets stabbed. But don't worry, she keeps the knife.
He doesn't even care he got stabbed.
Well, I mean, what's he going to do, make a scene?
Wash. He's like, oh, I just need to wash my hands. Help. 1 second, please.
He's a public school teacher.
He's stoic. That's stoic.
No big deal. No big deal, guys.
He's been through worse. He's had to go into... He's been in Johnny Mnemonic.
Yeah.
His life is only going to get better from there on out.
I mean, that guy basically, when you think about it, when you think about this actor is kind of like Japanese Robert De Niro.
He is very important.
He's very famous.
You can tell by all of his screen time.
Or actually, no, not Robert De Niro. I'd say he's like the Harvey Keitel. Japanese Harvey Keitel.
Did you see the original Bad Lieutenant?
Yes.
Did you see Harvey Keitel's cock for like a full 8 minutes?
It was like...
Yes, we talked about it when we did the other Bad Lieutenant.
Oh, dude.
But also...
I never thought I'd talk about his dick so much.
But what's his name? What's his actual name again? Takezo...
Play it off your phone!
Takeshi Kitano.
God!
Takeshi Kitano. He also has a movie. He has a movie called, like...
1 second, please.
It's called,
let me get through my recording. It's number 9.
He has this movie called, like, Bad Cop in Tokyo, where he just...
Rush was saying.
Where he just goes around punching people as a cop.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
Fuck you guys. My best material.
I thought you did. I thought you hired a guy.
I did. Okay, so most of the students aren't too bad, but they're just trying to make the best of the crazy world that they live in. Most of their parents know, you know, they're all going to be eligible for this battle royale. Hopefully it's not their class, but this time it was. So they fall asleep on a class trip on a bus.
They were drugged.
They still fell asleep, Tammy.
Well, Shuya, the main kid, he did fall asleep.
Oh,
he was just like, Shuya.
All right, cool. All right, so they wake up in a classroom surrounded by soldiers with AR-15s. Sensei explains what battle royale means, and they have to kill each other down to one. It's the law. So he puts on a movie for the class, and it's this cute, bubbly lady explaining all of the grim rules and details.
She was cute.
She was, right? And she was great. Eloquently, you know, explained everything. So they each have a remote-activated bomb on their necks that has a mic and GPS.
Like the Running Man.
Like the Running Man, yeah.
They each will be given a bag with some food and water and a random weapon. One of the students wasn't listening, so Sensei throws a dagger into her forehead, killing her instantly.
Badass.
The other students, as you can imagine, are concerned.
Oh, well, yeah.
Girl 18, dead. 41 to go.
Remind me, do they know that this is could potentially happen? Like, the kids are aware.
No, they didn't.
If they paid attention in school, yes. Because he straight up asked them. He goes, do you know about this rule? As if they've had previous battle royales. This is not the first one, right?
Yeah, is it on TV, like in the Hunger Games?
Well, the opening of the movie begins with the final survivor of the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they play up the winner.
I don't know if they, I don't know if they show the whole thing, but they definitely, the one that emerges.
Or is it like the Running Man where you think that the people who don't win, like, they're not really killed, they just, like, go to an island somewhere or something like that?
No, they let the one come back.
Okay, all right.
The soldiers light the room up with some indiscriminate gunfire to reset the mood. Sensei gets, he gives the kid that stabbed him a little leg slice, you know, a little payback. The island is divided up into zones, and they have specific times they need to be in a safe zone or their heads will explode. If they go out of bounds, their head will explode. If they do something against the rules, their head will explode. The kid sensei just cut starts to freak out, so he activates his neck bomb. It explodes, blood and esophagi pieces all over the other students. Boy number 7 dead, 40 to go.
Esophagi.
Yeah. Is that did I do it right, Tammy?
No, because it's not more than one. You only have one esophagus.
Well, he has pieces of esophaguses.
No.
Esophagus pieces. You should have gotten the guy.
Esophagus pieces.
You should have gotten your translator to read that.
Well, yeah.
I'm sorry. Esophagus pieces, you bitch. All right. The contest is over 3 days.
Do you see this violence?
I do. I will not be surprised when your body is on the ground tomorrow morning.
Stay out of the attic. The contest is over 3 days.
Hey, guy.
And if there isn't a single winner in that time, then they all explode. They mocked the adults, so now they have to fight for survival, naturally. The soldiers hand out the bags one by one, giving each student time to hide. Stuff starts popping off pretty quick outside the classroom.
Because also, not to mention, they brought in some ringers.
Wait, so each bag has weapons, bread, and water.
Yes.
Random weapon. One thing.
One girl takes an arrow to the neck from a crossbow. Then the guy dies from his own crossbow because he's a fat dumbass. Boy number 1 and girl 14 dead, 38 to go. One of them gets a pot lid for a weapon. Others get stun guns and anal beads and Uzis and shinobi blades.
Anal beads?
Yeah.
Well, remember,
you just weren't paying attention.
Remember the one ringer, he comes back and demands a bag. Takashi is like, oh, as you can see, we got some transfer students in here. They've done this before, so...
As you can tell, some of these guys are actually dangerous.
Oh, they're like the ones from, like, in Hunger Games from, like, 1 and 2. They, like, volunteer every
previous
year.
Winners. Yeah. Because they just like to do the meow.
What are they called? They're not, like, legends. They're called,
That was...
Legacies?
That was
Legacies, yeah.
That
yeah,
was
yeah.
the different... That wasn't number 1. It was number...
Because the...
2,
cause
I think.
The one...
No, it was 1 and 2. Those... But those, like, districts, they always volunteer because they're, like, trained for it. And they go to camps to volunteer for the Hunger
they're
Games.
Trained
they
warriors.
Yeah.
They're killers.
The one transfer guy, he was, like, Hanako or Hanako.
Hold on. You mean...
Noriko. Yeah, Noriko. He's the military cadet guy. And then the other one's, like, just the crazy... He looks like he's, like, a J-pop star who just wants to... Who's also, like, a Yakuza and wants to murder everybody.
So, throughout this movie, the more important... To the story, students will have a small flashback. If it isn't full of trauma or some melodramatic fringe scenario, then they're just revealing that they have crushes on each other. So, typical ninth grade bullshit.
Do you like anybody right now?
And I just saved all of you 40 fucking minutes with that sentence. Really, right?
Thank God.
So,
I love gold.
If you had to drink every time, it was like, do you have a girlfriend? Do you like someone?
Does there's more important space? There's more important things to worry about.
I remember when we were talking about this month and we were talking about our picks, and like Tammy wanted to do last week's movie, and Guido was like, it's about a suicide. It's so sad. And I'm like, dude, the movie you picked, there's like six of them.
Yeah, there's a lot.
And I'm like, it's not that. I'm like, nah, those two that jump off and they're just like, I'm not killing anybody.
No, hold on, I'll get to that. All right. Okay. Because I don't think that was on purpose.
And the five or six that hang each other.
That wasn't. All right, hold on. Hold on. Eventually, the crazy exchange student is seized by five students with guns, and he quickly takes.
Because he just has a fan. He has a. Yeah. like a geisha fan.
That's his weapon?
That was his. Yeah, remember, the weapons are randomized. It's like Super Smash Bros. You can get a fan.
But that's not a weapon. A fan isn't a weapon.
A weapon is anything, is what you make of it.
This is true.
You see? It's like how a, you like use
a
pot it.
Like a fart?
Anyone okay. heard that before? Hey, don't wield farts. It's dangerous. So he quickly takes control of the Uzi and shoots them with his seemingly infinite ammo.
Yeah, I noticed that. I rewatched it today, and I'm like,
man, it's a lot of bullets.
There's no way they get all of these bullets. And he's just using them so willy-nilly.
And he's just spraying them, just like, you know, just...
To be fair, it's kind of the same thing in Hunger Games. I always wondered why Katniss just had like a never-ending supply of arrows.
Well, there's a lot of sticks out there.
She was constantly pulling them out of her quiver. Like, it was like, yeah.
Well, she's got that Hawkeye quiver.
That's just Hollywood.
Okay. Where,
you know, it's full of arrows and phone calls to ICE.
He takes the rest of the guns and grenades. Boys 9, 10, 14, and 17. Girl 5, dead. 33 to go.
I thought you had all their names.
No, only the important ones.
Only important ones. Some students can't hack it. So they stand on a cliff and they let the wind push him off. Boy number 21 and girl number 4 dead. 31 to go. Gone too soon.
It was actually Sandra Hulacher did it. Pushed her off the cliff.
Yeah, I could have sworn.
That, you know, German what? Woman. She was an exchange student in Japan.
You couldn't stand her grin.
Instead of the classical music, we heard Pimp.
Yes.
P-I-M-P.
One of the girls is murdered.
Such a randomly displaced song.
It is.
One of the girls is murdered by her friend with her own stun gun and a comma. While a massive torrent of blood sprays the room, a comma is a hammer with a knife on the end of it for slicing throats.
Literally thought you said a comma, and no, I was like, camma. What, she paused?
Nope. Camma girl also lynched.
I thought that was for cutting, like...
I thought it was just like a hand scythe. Like,
yeah, you're supposed to cut wheat with it.
It's basically a portable, not the full scythe.
Oh, what, you cut wheat with?
Yeah.
It's like a little one. Yeah.
Like a little handheld one, like a knife to a full scythe.
Still a comma. And comma girl also lynched a couple out back. Boy number 8, girl number 3, and 21 dead. 28 to go.
Because, yeah, basically with all the characters in this movie...
You just wear numbers.
You flip a coin. They're either sitting there freaking out, asking each other if they have a crush right now, or they go full psycho. This one with the comma, I like to call Miss Menzies because she's going full crazy.
Miss Menzies,
and she's also on her period. We find
she'd be raging, you know.
Yes, because that's why women are crazy. I mean.
It's true. It is why we kill people.
Yep.
You people do it all the time.
Do we?
You people.
You realize men wouldn't exist if women killed people every time they were on their period.
Yes.
Mm. Are there more dudes than women?
There'd be bunkers.
No, there's more women than dudes.
It'd be like the purge where we get to sit and we go in our little safe houses.
I'd be in support of a purge if only women were allowed to purge.
That's sexist. Are we going to do this?
Mm-hmm.
You started it.
Yeah, we are.
I did. I'm not finishing it. So,
except all the men are left outside, and we've like they have to figure out where like the keys are, even though they've been in the same drawer for the 10 years they lived in their house, and they have to be like, where are the keys?
Yeah.
All right.
Says every day of my life.
Where's the rubber bowl scraper?
So,
or you know,
Mom,
I put all the stuff where I have the stuff, and then sometimes it gets moved, and then I go to the place where I've put the stuff.
Is it labeled?
And then I ask,
it's not put away.
What I was looking for.
Are you referring to one of 20 meat thermometers that live in this house? Is that what you're referring to?
There are three.
Okay. That is the biggest
thing. They don't all do the same thing.
Zero. You should have seen him last night when he was about to cook the steak. He felt the need to pull out that digital reed one and like aim it at the pan. And he was sitting there like, looked like he was like fucking Han Solo shooting burrito. With the like, laser. Like that.
I have one of those.
God.
So cool. How hot is the surface? Hold on a second, babe.
I did look. I looked at him. And he was
shaped like a gun. So cool.
Gosh.
Hey, the steak turned out great, didn't it?
It did. It was very good.
Fucking there.
Thank you, Maddie Matheson.
The next morning, one student springs out of a bush with a hatchet, only to have it wedged into his own skull. Then a nerd shows up and starts shouting algebra while shooting his revolver wildly. But then he is shot in half by Shogo's Spaceball shotgun. It's such a cool gun. It could be semi or fully auto. Awesome, it could fire 3-inch slugs. It's so cool. It was also the shotgun from Jurassic Park.
Oh, the one that the Australian guy carries?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
I've always wanted one. A couple of dingbats shout through a megaphone from on top of a hill about teaming up and not wanting to fight. They are quickly mowed down by an Uzi. Boys number 3 and number 20, girls number 6 and 7 dead. 24 to go.
Are you gonna count us down the whole way?
I kind of enjoy it.
That's kind of what the movie did.
They all die. I mean, there's good pace.
Yes, there's good pace. There's no, how did you feel about this? What did you make you think about this?
Yeah, your movie
took
2.5 hours to kill one guy in your movie.
And did I skipped over all that stuff.
She did.
Blind guy.
Some students hide out in an old building full of medical supplies and old rice. One of them smokes and drinks like an old man. He's one of the two exchange students that was a past winner of the Battle Royale. They hear gunshots outside and see Uzi Man shoot a guy in the chest like 20 times. The guy that
still
gets shot
hasn't emptied a clip.
Is super stoked to be alive after his bulletproof vest worked. But then Uzi Man jumps off the roof with the sword and slashes his neck open with it.
Nice.
Yeah, he cuts his head off.
Yes, Uzi Man hears a sound in the building, so he stuffs a grenade into the severed head of the student he just killed and tosses it through one of the windows. This causes the students to flee. Some deaths happen overnight. Girl number 1 and 20, dead. Boys number 13 and 18 die from Comet Girl stabbing them in the dick a bunch. 16 to go.
I like her. She's my favorite.
Is she the period one?
Miss Menzies.
No. She's a dick stabber. You can't tell me they're not related, all right? She's carrying a little extra aggression. I'm just saying.
She's my favorite.
Well, also, we do find out later about she does have a bit of a backstory, which fuels her psychosis aside from
she's a whore. Period. I'm sorry.
No, she wasn't
she's
a whore.
She's a lady of the night.
No, she wasn't a lady of the night. She was being whored out by her mother.
Oh, is that the one?
So she's a sexual assault victim.
Yes, that's the...
Also, by the way, all of these people are in ninth grade, therefore underage, so...
They're all victims.
Yeah, she's a victim.
They're all victims.
But you know what? Whore. Total.
I didn't say she was a whore.
Whore on her period.
Whore on
God.
Her period.
They clearly indicate in this movie...
Matt,
that
you're
she,
so bad.
Why are you like this?
They
so
clearly
mean.
Indicate in this movie that she's on her period because she has that one
whore
showdown.
On
you
her
don't
period.
Understand
I never
women.
Said she was a whore. This one over here just kept saying whore.
I said lady of the night. Which is you're also, the one that said street walking tramp. Okay? No
we
one
all,
else said
we
that.
We all heard it.
We all heard it.
I did not say that. That was your little translator friend on the phone.
Allie, did you edit that part out?
No, not yet. I'll edit it in.
All right.
I'll have someone record it on a phone, and every time he says Menzies, it'll be whore, whore.
I'll send you the soundboard.
Okay.
It's really easy to use. A group of students are holed up in the lighthouse that is also full of medical supplies.
Oh, you mean the dumb bitch house?
The dumb bitch house full of dumb bitch juice, dude.
This house
dude, they
is
are
so fucking dumb.
They're making some lunch when one of the dumb girls poisons the spaghetti.
Because Shuya, the main kid, ends up there. Because he got blown to fuck from the grenade. And
Shuya.
And the one girl was like, oh my gosh, it's you. I thought you were just going to get that. I show you.
They're eating spaghetti?
Well, yeah, I know. They're fucked up, right?
They're sitting there in the they're sitting in there in the lighthouse.
They got their own shit. What's it called? Vermicelli?
They put him up.
Rice noodles. Rice noodles.
They put him up in the room above them so he can, like, recover. And, like, the one girl's like, nah, Shuri is nice. We like him. He's cool. Meanwhile, the other one's like, I don't know. He's a fucking dude. He could try and kill us all.
I'm a dude. He's a dude.
And she's the one that poisons the Sketty.
The Sketty?
She poisons the Sketty.
That's what they make over there. That's how you say it.
And then the quote-unquote fat friend, because they're like, you're always eating.
Yeah.
And then
yep. She'll eat anything.
She starts to eat the poison Sketty, which then she starts coughing up blood.
Yep.
And
she projectile vomits blood all over the table.
They poisoned her.
And then it becomes like a Mexican standoff in there, because they all have guns and they're all pointing at each other. Tarantino is clearly whacking off while he's watching this scene.
There was a firefight, but they were all wearing shoes.
They just kill each other.
Yeah, huge firefight, shooting at each other wildly as if bullets are free. The poisoner survives, but is super sad about what she did, so she climbs up to the top of the lighthouse and jumps off, smashing her head on a rock like a cantaloupe. Girls number 2, 9, 12, 16, 17, and 19 dead. 10 to go.
10 in total?
Yeah.
10 to
go. Wow.
One boy tracked his crush with the GPS. She shoots him because of the game. He reveals that he loves her as he dies. Then another student, Kama Girl, shows up and kills her because she heard the gunfire. Then, hold on a second. Oh, there's so many. Oh, then, then... Kazuo. The Uzi man hears that gunfire and shoots Kama Girl, boy number 11, girl number 8, and 11 dead, 7 to go.
Oh man, you totally glossed over Go-Go.
Oh, no, she's the dick shooter. Or no, the dick stabber.
She dies now.
No, because there was before this...
Yeah.
We get her backstory. She was like a track star at school. All she wanted to do was run. This other guy was just following her on the bike, and they were like best friends, but also like in love, kind of.
Seems like everyone is in this movie.
And then she gets confronted by the guy that stole the crossbow off the fat fuck, and he's like, he basically was like full intent on trying to rape her.
Uh-huh.
She pulls a butterfly knife out and is like, or not a butterfly knife, just a regular like switchblade. She's like, you come at me, I'm gonna fight you. And everything you get, I'm gonna like give it all to fight. And then she literally overpowers him, stabs him right in the dick.
Sounds great.
Multiple times, kills him, and then Miss Menzies shows up.
I did skip a part.
He just did it, so it's all good.
And shoots her. She dies in a very poetic ending. Her friend catches up to her.
I liked her. I wanted her to win.
And they sit, and they, like, he holds her until she dies.
Miss Menzies?
No. Go-Go from
Kill Bill. Oh, Go-Go.
Yeah, yellow tracksuit girl caught a few bullets with her kidneys, so she bleeds out in the arms of her crush. That's when girl 13 dead, 21 to go.
I've forgotten the face of my father. We're down to 10.
We are at 7 to go.
7 to go, that's right.
The hackers unleash the virus that was in the paragraph I skipped.
They hack the planet!
And they fuck with the mainframe, so...
I'm in.
All of the cameras go down, but Sensei just turns the power off, so...
It's a hard restart.
The nerds get the truck ready with the bomb stuff, but the Uzi man has other ideas, and he uses his infinite ammo to kill the three nerds, but not before the head nerd lights off the bomb, permanently blinding the Uzi man. Boys number 2, 12, 19 dead, 4 to go. Later, the guy with the Spas 12, protecting the remaining two other, manages to get shot by a blind man, but he manages to kill the Uzi man, whose name is...
Kazuo.
Dude, he shoots this guy in the throat bomb, which detonates his skull into thousands of heavy red chunks. It was sick.
Pretty awesome.
Boy number 6 dead. 3 to go. Tammy, this is the last part, okay?
There are 3 left.
The last 3 escape to a rocky beach, and Sensei hears them talk about how hard they've had to fight to live and how grateful they are for life. So, you know, some redeemable speeches here. Spas 12 guy, Shogo, says he's going to shoot the other two so he can win. And off camera, you hear the shots, but you see Sensei thinks something is up. So Sensei calls off the proof of death search. The military leaves. He does some calisthenics until the last student, Shogo, reveals himself. Sensei tests his bomb-ass necklace, and sure enough, he figured out a way to disable it.
Turns out he was the guy that figured it out.
That's right.
Not Hacker Kid.
Sensei is about to shoot Shogo for cheating, until the last two students interrupt him. With the right amount of company, Sensei reveals the creepy cartoon murder painting he made for them.
That was, yeah.
Because you also forgot to talk about, apparently this guy has, he kind of has a hard-on for cute girl.
For one of his students? Yeah, that's very apparent.
He likes Noriko, so she's the only one that was nice to him. Oh, of course, I have her right here, and her name, Jesus Christ.
Noriko.
Thank you.
Oh my God. It's not Jesus Christ.
It's not Jesus Christ.
All right, so Sensei begs Noriko to shoot him as he thought her as his daughter. Also because his real-life daughter's a cunt. Sensei raises his gun so the students shoot him, and they realize he has a water pistol. He dies, but then not really, because his phone rings, and he gets up from death, and he answers it, and he tells his real daughter to fuck off. He eats the last cookie and then dies for real this time. That was awesome. The last three escape on a boat, but Shogo dies like a bitch on the back of it. And it ends with Noriko and Shinji being wanted criminals.
And also they're like, well, you know.
And running hand in hand.
Yep. They were
on Shibuya Station.
Bruce Springsteen starts to play Born to Run. The end.
They're on a boat and they're just like, anything's an island when you look at it.
Then it does this.
Jaws.
It wasn't.
It does this weird thing where it replays some of the flashbacks, with more context.
The basketball sequences, and then and then Nobu telling Shuya to watch out for Noriko, take care of her, and then the dream with Noriko and the principal having ice cream.
Yeah, apparently
that was weird as shit.
Apparently, keeps the knife that she saw penetrate her teacher because it makes her horny. I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
She looks back at the island and she's like, it's so beautiful. Even though everyone died there.
She says it makes her...
Feel things.
Feel...
Same thing.
Makes same her thing. Happy, same I diff. Think. Same
thing. Happy, horny. They're not... They're in ninth grade. They don't know what they feel right
it's
now.
It's all the same. True. Well, Tammy, what did you think about Battle Royale?
It was fine until, like, they started making it a love story in, like, the middle of the movie that everybody's in love.
What is an adult?
Oh my God,
they can't control
dying.
Their hormones.
They can't control their hormones. Everybody's like, oh, I need to tell you about all of the love I felt my whole life. And it's just drug on. I just shoot people and hit them with little axes.
I know, right?
And call
Hunger
it a day.
Games would have been so much better if we didn't have to deal with Katniss and PETA and the other guys.
That's what you sound
Gale.
Like.
Gale.
You sound like a...
You sound like a Gazoo.
Gazoo.
Katniss didn't talk about her love.
Yeah, she tried to fight it.
Yeah.
She did not want to be in love.
Well, maybe she was into women?
No, yeah, she just didn't want to be in love because she didn't want to, like, get married and bring children to this fucked up world.
She's not into love. She's gay. That's how that works.
No, she just doesn't. She's
Sappho against, and her friend.
She's against the man. That's what the man wants her to do.
Yeah.
Right? PETA recorded her, and then they got in a fight.
PETA would record. He's such a little bitch.
And then she threw him out a window.
My secret talent is painting my face to look like a rock. I blend in so well. Fucking weirdo.
Also, I'm hurt.
I'm the baker's kid.
I liked the lady with the little wheat cutter.
Mm-hmm.
She's my favorite. I also like the axe thrower. Very cool. Guns are boring in this movie.
I mean, the Uzi was used a lot.
The Uzi was used
and that
a lot.
It was, is an Israeli weapon, everybody.
It was boring. That was the boring weapon. I don't think that in this case, the guy with the little map.
Oh, the tracker?
Little GPS tracker.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that would be a good weapon. Yeah, you can avoid people, but inevitably, the goal is to be the last one standing.
Yeah, I think his name was...
Judy.
Yeah.
Allie, what did you think?
Well, are you passing it?
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
Thanks, babe.
You got it.
Allie.
I'm kind of the same. Ah. I just feel like this is like when you guys say stuff about like a basic girl pick that we do, I feel like this is a fucking basic pick.
It's got more women than it has men.
No, not like that. Just like, it's just...
it's hyper-violent.
It's hype. No, but it's also just like there was... when it came out, like dudes like nutted for this movie and it was just like, oh my God, there's never been anything like it before. Oh my God, it's so violent. It's so cool.
They put a grenade in a severed head, man.
I know. I just feel like it's so overhyped. I mean, it's fine. But, I mean, I'll pass it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Matt.
I also pass it, but I'll try to pass it.
Lowest energy pass ever.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just like, ugh.
I'll try to pass it more enthusiastically than our co-host here.
Don't pass it like a kidney stone,
you
right?
You want me to fake it? I mean, what do you want me to say?
And funny enough, since the first time I read it, because, you know, it is based off of...
Were there pictures in it?
No, it's not a manga. It's an actual book. But it was like...
Do that hentai noise again. Do it again.
Oh, the...
Ew.
So weird.
Okay.
Thank you. But no, I still enjoyed it. I've definitely seen better movies since then, but I'm just like... And then also, because like, part of the thing that I forgot how... And then you putting into perspective that, yes, they're ninth graders, but they were all so fucking whiny. I didn't remember that.
Like, yeah, the kids didn't whine in The Hunger Games.
But still liked it. I also really like, you know... The star of Johnny Mnemonic.
No, it was awesome.
Mega pass.
Thank you.
Mega pass.
So we...
Let's rank and pick a winner. I did High Tension.
I did Train to Busan.
I did The Anatomy of a Fall.
I did The Battle Royale.
I'll go.
Okay.
All right. Number one, High Tension. Number two, Train to Busan.
Busan.
Whatever. Number three, Battle Royale. And number four, Anatomy of a Fall.
I'm going to go Train to Busan, High Tension, Battle Royale, Anatomy of a Fall.
Train to Busan, number one, and then Battle Royale, number two. And then it's very clearly High Tension, number
three. Great, thanks.
Number one, of course, for me is Train to Busan. Number two is... Battle Royale. Number three is High Tension. And number four is Anatomy.
Stop copying me.
You, stop copying us.
Train to Busan wins.
Good job. That was an excellent choice.
Nice work, dude.
And what was everyone's favorite drink? I'm going to pick my Viv Cookie.
I'm going to pick your Viv also.
I'm with you on that one. Yeah. The Viv you chose was fantastic. That was nice.
Yeah.
I like
somehow that champagne had extra bubbles in it.
Yeah, when it's like, good champagne, it's got all the bubbles.
Holy shit.
All the bubbles. All right, well, congratulations. You won for your birthday month.
Very good.
Well, listeners, we're saying goodbye.
We're taking a break.
I know, I'm just joking. We're taking December off. And you know, in January, we do our cage match. So even that's a little bit of a shortened month. But we will not be around for December. For the holidays. And we will return in January for our fourth annual Cage Match.
We'll be back.
Yes, we've got some fun themes.
Who's it against? Tammy versus Guido.
We're going back to the original.
Yes.
Couple versus couple.
And we'll let you know what the movies are, the matchups.
The matchups, the on brackets, socials. The amazings. And you know what? We'll also throw it out right now. Anybody interested in being our impartial arbiter.
We do need an impartial arbiter.
And, you know, we don't want to keep going to the same...
Who was our impartial arbiter the first year?
That was John. Superfan John.
Oh, John was... Okay.
We had Heather last year.
Kyle was one year.
No, Kyle wasn't...
Kyle's never been the impartial arbiter?
He wasn't the impartial arbiter. He was just here for the holiday when we did Black Christmas and Batman Returns. Taylor was.
Okay, too. Okay. So we would need an impartial arbiter. I guess it could be John again.
Oh,
we
your cousin.
John.
No,
oh,
he
no,
did.
Seth was
Arnold month.
So we'll need an impartial arbiter. All right, well... Happy holidays to all. We are at Quad Pro Quo Pod across Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd. You can suggest a theme month for 2026 on social media or via our website. And please rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. And until next year, thank you for listening.
Let's ride.
Bye.
Sayonara.